This is the Hoosier Hot Shot Show. It's the internationally famous, the original Hoosier Hot Shot, starring Hezzy, Ken, Gil, and Gabe, plus their own very special little darling, Anita Gordon. This is Larry Chatterton inviting you to visit our hometown for another half-hour fun fest. You'll go to the Little Red Schoolhouse, to the concert in the park with the hometown band, and to the Civic Auditorium for a speech from the hometown orator. All wrestled up here for you by those hilarious and unpredictable Hoosier Hotshots. Well, I'm all out of breath. Ken, where are you?
Down in Jungletown.
Well, then tell us about it.
Well, we'll do it. Are you ready, Hezzy? Well, hold your hat, boy, because here we go.
Jungle Town, a honeymoon is coming soon. Then you'll hear a serenade to a pretty monkey maid. And in Monkey Land, the chimpanzees sing in the trees. She'll be true to Monkey Doodle Doo way down in Jungle Town.
And that was Down in Jungle Town, played by three natives and a long, tall, skinny baboon.
Now, just a minute there, boy. Was there anything personal in that remark?
What's the matter, Hezzy? You self-conscious?
Well, what if I am? You better quit picking on me or I'm going to count your ribs for you from the inside.
Now, easy does it, Hezzy. Forget Larry and turn around and say hello to the folks.
Oh, did somebody come to see us?
Certainly, look.
Well, I'll be dogged. Look at the people. Hello.
Yes, hello, folks, and welcome to our hometown for another half hour of social sashaying.
Hey, boy, you know, me and my gal went sashaying last night.
Yeah, which gal were you out with, Hezzy?
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, I went out with the dumb one, of course.
Oh, you did? Why do you keep going around with her, Hezzy?
Because she can't get ahead of me. I'm too smart.
You mean she's too dumb.
No. Hey, what's the matter with you guys? Aren't you going to play anything or something or anything or nothing?
Why,
or
sure, Gabe. Sure, we're going to play something.
Well, then let's do it. My hands are getting cold.
Well, they shouldn't with all this hot air these guys are blowing around here.
Okay, now. All right, fellas. All right. Now,
okay.
Let's do the all-girl medley.
Yeah, let's do it. Did I hear you say girls?
That's what I said.
That's for me.
Oh, yes.
Okay, here we go.
With me, do you know what I think of?
What's that, Gabriel?
Oh, cuddle up a little bit closer.
Ah, that's perfect.
Oh, lovey, lovey, lovey mine.
Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy. Like to make you comfy, cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy. Lovey.
Thought of one while ago, but I can't seem to think of it right now.
Oh, concentrate, Hezzy.
Ain't she sweet, that's it. Not bad.
Oh, ain't she nice?
Uh-huh.
Look her over once or a couple. I asked you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Cast your eyes.
Second row.
In her direction.
Green hat.
Ain't she perfection?
Not bad.
I repeat,
I think she's hitched.
Say, listen, are you looking or listening?
I ain't listening. There's a good old timer everybody knows. It goes something like this. If the baby has the colic in the middle of the night, turn it over, change the needle.
Everybody loves a baby that's
why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Da-da-da-dum, pretty baby of mine.
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll.
Inspiration, dear.
I'm glad that I have found you.
Let me
put my arms around you.
Oh,
you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. When I'm around you, how my heart does ache. I'd like to squeeze you, but I fear you'd break.
Great big beautiful doll. I want a girl just like the girl that married Allie Khan. I want a girl just like the girl that
thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Now prepare yourselves for a real treat. Here's where we bring out our own little darling, Anita Garden, and here she is.
Thank you, Ken. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Anita.
Say, Ken, what's this I hear about you having a long, skinny baboon on the show tonight?
Now, you cut that out.
that's enough, Hezzy. Baboon. Now, what's your song, honey?
Mad about you.
Oh, that's fine. Let's hear it.
Though I said to my heart, don't fall. How I love the enchantment of it all. If you knew all the dreams I've had about you, that I've got it bad about you. Press your lips to my lips and hold me near, so near. Can't you see I'm mad about you? Press your lips to my lips and hold me near, so near. Can't you see I'm mad about you?
Mighty, mighty nice, Anita. But now you better hurry up and find your horn-rimmed glasses and get your hair done up in a little knot on the top of your head. For you are about to become Miss Letitia Tinker, straight-laced schoolmarm in our hometown. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you the lowdown on higher education. For which we take you to the Little Red Schoolhouse down in Rotten Apple, Tennessee.
Quiet! Hey, you mugs!
Were you speaking to us, Miss Tinker?
Yes, I was.
What was it you wanted, teacher?
I want quiet.
Well, you got it.
Good.
But it might get kind of dull.
I don't think so.
Well, I do.
Well, I don't.
Everybody to his opinion, said the old woman as she kissed the cow.
Gilbert, never mind.
Teacher?
Yes, Gabriel?
Did you ever kiss a cow?
No.
What do you got against cows, Teach?
Nothing at all.
Then why don't you want to kiss them?
Never mind. I don't want to kiss a cow. I don't want to hear any more about cows, and that's final. Does everybody understand that? Well, let's forget it for now, and I'll explain it to you later. What? Hezekiah, what are you doing with that cow in the classroom?
Oh, teacher, she gets lonesome at home.
Well, she's got no business in this school.
Oh, I don't know about that. She's a grade A student.
That will be enough, Hezekiah. Now, students, today is the day Kenny Caboodle reads us the essay he has written.
Kenny wrote an essay?
Yes, Gabriel.
What does his essay?
If you'll be quiet, we'll find out. And that was a bad pun anyway.
Oh, now you're just jealous because you didn't think of it, teacher.
Oh, dry up. I wasn't talking to you. Now, Kenny, are you ready to read your essay?
Oh, do I have to, teacher?
Oh, certainly. We're all looking forward to it.
Oh. Speak for yourself, teacher.
That's enough, Gilbert.
Yes, Miss Tinker.
All right, Kenny. Give your title for your essay and go ahead.
Okay, teach, you asked for it. My essay on love by Kenneth X. Caboodle.
Quiet class. Go ahead, Kenny.
Love comes in two kinds, romance and puppy.
My dog has fleas.
Gabriel.
I'm going to enter my dog in the dog show next week, teacher.
Oh? Do you think he'll win a prize?
No, but he'll meet some very nice dogs.
You know, I'm going to teach my dog to cook.
Oh, that's silly, Hezekiah. What makes you think your dog can learn to cook?
Oh, because he's a pothound.
A pothound?
Yeah, he's a cooker spaniel.
That's enough. Go ahead, Kenny. Continue your essay on love.
There is nothing like love. Everybody ought to have it. You should love thy neighbor.
Well, now, I don't know about that.
Why, Gilbert, of course you should love thy neighbor.
Seems kind of dangerous to me.
Well, why? What do you mean?
Well, if I love my neighbor, what's my neighbor's husband going to think about it?
Never mind, Gilbert. Just forget the whole thing.
Yeah, but I reckon it's safer that way.
Quiet, Gilbert. Go ahead, Kenny.
There are three things to think about. Love, courtship, and the consequences. One thing leads to the other.
Boy, you ain't kidding. You know, my paw got the consequences. Huh? Yeah, you should see the bump on his head.
Is it a love bump, Hezekiah?
Yeah, but it was made with a frying pan.
That's enough, Hezzy. Go ahead, Kenny.
Well, at the rate I'm going, I'm not never going to get nothing said about love no-how anyway either, so there.
Hey, would you mind repeating that sentence?
Never mind.
Teacher?
What is it now, Gabriel?
Bob Lopsaddle, down at the general store. He said he fell in love with you at first sight.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's funny. He hasn't been around.
Yeah, I know.
How do you account for that?
Well, I figure he took a second look. I got you that time,
teacher. I don't think that was very funny.
Well, I do.
That's enough, Gilbert. Finish your essay, Kenny.
Love is the thing that fills your heart with the milk of human kindness.
You gotta be careful how you talk about milk, Kenny. You know, Bessie's sensitive.
And in conclusion, I would say that love is the feeling that makes a woman make a man make a fool of himself. I thank you.
What for?
Oh, he's finished.
Well, we're finished too.
Oh, that's the school now. We'll see you later.
Bye, teacher.
Well, folks, ever since the days of powwows between the Indians and the settlers, the people of our great country have expressed themselves in music. A lot of songs they sang now come under the heading of folk music. And here's a fellow who knows how to sing them. Alan Massey sings the Saga of the Blue-Tailed Fly. All right, Alan.
When I was young, I used to wait on Master, give him his plate, and pass the bottle when he got dry. Brush away the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with a hickory broom. The pony being rather shy when bitten by the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away. The pony run, he jumped, he pitched. He threw my master in the ditch. He died, the jury wondered why. Verdict was the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away. They lay him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath the stone I'm forced to lie, a victim of the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Well, thank you, Alan Massey. You were really fine. Now here's a young man who deals in modern romance. Yep, folks, that theme introduces The Boy Lives Next Door. Who's your hotshot, Gil Taylor? Come on in, Gilbert.
Thank you, Ken.
Say, how about a little love song, Gil?
Well, Mr. Ken, it seems to me like we've been overloaded with love today.
You think so?
Yep, getting kind of icky around here.
Well, never mind that and put Gil Hooley back in the sack. Now sing us a song.
Okay, Ken, here's I'm Always Chasing Rainbows.
All right, fine. Let's hear it, Gil. Okay, Bobby.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. Schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime, I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain. Some fellas look and find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime, I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird.
now, just to break up this love routine, here comes Ezzy with that world-famous Wabash Washboard to lead the Hoosier Hotshots through a novelty version of that tune you used to pick out on the piano with two fingers. Listen to Chopsticks. But you never heard Chopsticks played like that before.
Yeah, that's right, Larry, and you may never hear it played like that again either.
Oh, say, we enjoyed every splinter of it, Ken. But now it's time to get over to the Civic Auditorium in our hometown. We have with us a speaker of note. In fact, you'll note that when he speaks, he says nothing you'll want to remember. So just remember that I warned you as you listen to the Hoosier Hometown Orator, Gabius Wardius.
When I say hello, ladies and gentlemen, I'm being polite. That's etiquette. I don't understand entirely about etiquette. If you talk too much, it's bad manners. If you don't, people say you're dull. If you eat with your knife, you're ill-mannered. If you don't, you might starve to death. In the restaurant, they told me to tip the waiter. I tried it, but I tipped him too far. And he fell over and spilled the soup on my girl. And she left me for a halfback. At my sister's wedding, I was a drawback. And Usher, they told me to seat the bride's mother on my left hand and the groom's mother on my right hand. I sure had my hands full. I couldn't even applaud the preacher. But I do know that you should not break your bread or roll in your soup at the wedding. At the wedding I made a foxy passy. Beg your pardon? You're from Indiana?
Yes.
Okay. I'm from there too, but that don't help me any. Somebody pointed at the guy at the wedding and said he was the best man. And I didn't think he was. So I fed him. But he was. I got a black eye. And things are getting black. I can't think of anything. Gee, thanks. You're welcome. Pleased to meet you. All those things are polite and should be used. I'm finished.
Well, that's one way to prove things. But say, we're late for our date in the park. The Hoosier Hotshots hometown band is warming up to give us a concert, and you can't miss it. You'll live again when you hear the blare of the brass and the beat of the big bass drum. So come on along for Red Wing. Little darling, Anita Gordon. Additional music is composed and conducted by Bobby Armstrong. The program is directed by Jimmy Doolittle and is a Treats Doolittle production. Mail your cards and letters to the Hoosier Hot Shots, Mutual Broadcasting System, Hollywood 28, California. So long till next time. Larry Chatterton speaking. The Hoosier Hot Shot Show came to you from Hollywood.
My name's Hartley. Hash night, that is. Just riding by and hoping you'll hear all the stars gathered for that big radio rodeo this week in the world's biggest network corral. Yep, it's Western Week on the Mutual Broadcasting System.